It's not so pasha to learn on the phone for a lot of reasons. One is I can't see your faces, so I don't know if we're learning something. I can't see if you're smiling, if you're happy, if you're enjoying Rabbeinu's Torah. But we'll try to learn a little Rabbi Nachman together, and if anyone has a question or a comment, I guess just call it out or wait till the end. Whatever you want. Okay, Sichos Haran Os Beis. So, the truth is, until probably last night, I thought that this piece was about something else. You'll tell me what you think. It sounds at first like this piece is really about bitachon and neshadlus, and that's a big theme in Rabbi Nachman's writings, but I think really what he's saying is something else. So let's read together. Tov ma'od lahashlich atzmo al Hashem Yisbarach v'lismoch alav. It's very good for a person to throw himself upon a Kodesh Baruch Hu and to rely on Hashem. V'darki k'shaba hayom ani moser kol hatnuos shali v'shal b'nai v'hatluyim bi al Hashem Yisbarach. She'akol k'ritzoni Yisbarach v'zeh tov mo'od. Says Rabbi Nachman that every morning when I wake up, I decide to take all of my tnuos, all of my movements, those that are mine and those that are my children's and anyone who's dependent upon me, and I kind of make a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I want that everything that I'm going to do today, every move I'm going to make, should be in accordance with your ratzon. And that's a very good thing. Gam azay ein sarach lidog v'lachshov klal im misnai karaoi im lav me'ach shesomech alav yisbarach. Meaning, once I decide that everything that's going to happen today is dependent upon you, Hashem, so nothing can go wrong. A person doesn't have to worry and think, maybe I didn't serve Hashem properly, maybe I did serve Hashem properly. A person doesn't have to worry about any of these things after he places his entire self upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he doesn't feel bad if things don't work out exactly as he had planned. And therefore, if Hashem wants something else to be the reality of that day, if Hashem has a different plan for the person that day, he feels that he has yishuv adas. He doesn't feel overwhelmed by the fact that Hashem changed the plan, because my plan is Hashem's plan. So it's a strange piece, because it sounds at first almost as if a person's not taking a chayis for himself. A person says, Hashem, whatever you want to be will be, and I don't have to bother myself with taking a chayis, and I'm basically gonna blame all of my problems on you, and if I do a poor job in avodas Hashem, I don't care, I don't feel bad. It sounds a little bit strange. But I think we'll see as we talk out the piece. I think what Rabbi Nachman is saying is that very often a person decides, I want to serve Hashem a particular way. And Rabbi Nachman says, if a person is so locked into serving Hashem in a particular way, so then he's not really serving Hashem, he's serving himself. If a person starts off his day and says, Hashem, I just want to serve you, and whatever you have in mind for me today, whether it's the plan that I have in mind, or whether it's going to be a snow day and you're going to have to learn Torah over the phone, which is maybe in our world less than ideal. But if Hashem says that's how he wants it to be, so a person is comforted by that, and he says this is Hashem's way, and nothing could go wrong when I trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way. Says Rabbi Nachman in the second paragraph, V'chein kishemagia Shabbos HaYom Tov. A person's all excited for a particular Shabbos or a Yom Tov. This is what I want my Pesach Seder to look like. This is what I want my Shabbos to look like. This is how I picture my Purim Suda is going to be. Azayani Moser kol ha'esnagus v'chol enyanu v'atnuos shal osu ha'Shabbos ha'Yom Tov l'Hashem Yisbarach. She'akol kiretzoni Yisbarach. A person decides, Rabbi Nachman says, it's proper for a person to decide, you know what, I'm going to give it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That whatever Hashem wants, however Hashem wants Shabbos or Yom Tov to be, that's how it's going to be. And then I'm not upset if things don't work out exactly the way that I wanted it to be. And therefore, says Rabbi Nachman, however I act on that Shabbos or Yom Tov, I don't feel bad when my Purim Suda didn't come out the way that I wanted it to be, because one of my friends got too drunk and he ruined the whole thing. Or I don't get upset when my Pesach Seder, I had all these great Divrei Torah planned, but my parents are rushing it along because of my little sibling who needs to go to sleep. Right? A person's mevatel himself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and what Rabbi Nachman is saying, such a huge yesod in life, that when a person allows a Kadosh Baruch Hu to decide how he should be served, instead of a person deciding, this is how I want to serve Hashem, when a person's relying entirely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he has nothing to worry about. Again, you could learn up the piece and say it's about having trust in a Kadosh Baruch Hu and having bitachon in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But again, I don't think that's the yesod. I think the yesod of Rabbi Nachman here is that Rabbi Nachman is saying that don't force your desire of what you want your avodas Hashem to look like upon Hashem. Let Hashem call the shots. Let Hashem be the one to give you the advice and to guide you how to serve Him. Let's turn to Reish Lamed Ches, 238, on page 202. We'll jump ahead in the Sefer. A piece that Rabbi Nachman also says the same Yesod. Reish Lamed Ches, 238, Reish Lamed Ches. Okay, it's on page 202 in our new edition of the Sefer that we thank Isaac for getting for us. On Reish Lamed Ches, Rabbi Nachman says, "Hayimadaber Mechad." One time he was talking to someone. Bisoch kach shama echad shayim mispal of tefilas arvis. Rabbi Nachman was having a conversation and he overheard someone davening ma'ariv. And he heard that when he was reciting Hashkivenu, he was saying the nusach ha'tefila, v'sakneinu be'etza tova milafanecha. V'sakneinu be'etza tova milafanecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should set us on the proper path with etza tova, with your good advice. And that fellow who was davening Marv on the side was saying these words where we request that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us good advice and set us on a proper path. This individual was davening very quickly. So Rabbi Nachman said, when he turned to the person he was standing next to, do you see how this fellow is swallowing up the words? He's rushing through. He's rushing through the words of Hashkivenu, where we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to guide us properly. A person needs to say these words, where we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to guide us through our lives. A person needs to say these words with great kavana from the depths of his heart. Kizosi tefila yakar ma'od ma'od, because this is a very, very precious tefila. And look what he says in the next line. Ki ma'od tzrichin levakesh rachamim me'Hashem Yisparach, sheniske sheyitein lanu Hashem Yisparach etza tova. A person needs to request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu very much that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him good advice. Meaning what? That I should know what Hashem wants from me. That's the biggest thing in the world. Not what do I want from Hashem, not what do I want to get out of Yiddishkeit, but what does Hashem want from me? What does Hashem want my Shabbos to be? What does Hashem want my Yom Tov to be? What does Hashem want my learning to be? What does Hashem want from me? That's Avodas Hashem. That's being a true Eved Hashem. Not just doing what I want in a way that makes me feel good because it seems that this would be a religious experience. And this is very much understood to anyone who wants to enter into Avodas Hashem. That this is a prerequisite for Avodas Hashem. If you want to really serve Hashem, so you have to ask yourself, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? Now what do I want to get out of Yiddishkeit? V'amar al-atzon, Rabbi Nachman said about himself, like we just saw a few moments ago, in Os Beis, Rabbi Nachman says, I start my day by saying, Hashem, whatever is going to be today, I'm going to serve you in that place, in that way. Exactly the same Lashonos we saw in the beginning of the Sefer Nos Beis. V'chein kishemagia Shabbos Hayom Tov v'kiyotze, ani moser Hayom laHashem Yisparach, shiakol hanhagas osu haShabbos kiratzonu Yisparach. When Shabbos comes, I give myself over to Hashem. Hashem, however you want Shabbos to be, that's how it's going to be. V'acher kach kamoshim isnaig etzlo ba'osu Hayom o ba'osu haShabbos v'kiyotze shuv ein mebalbel daito acher kach chlal. And then I'm not worried. And again, it's not God forbid a person being irresponsible. It's a person saying, I have to understand that at the end of the day, I'm not in control. and I have to do what Hashem wants. And if I had a plan to sit and learn all day undisturbed, and now my family needs me to go outside and build snowmen, so that's what I have to do. And that's my avodas Hashem. That's how Hashem has set up my reality. And I have to serve Him in that place and not be frustrated thinking that the grass is greener on the other side. Then I don't have to worry that the hanhaga of that particular day worked out correct. Because again, whatever Hashem wants for me, that's what I'm prepared to do. Okay, let's just see one more little piece. If we go to Nun Hei, Os Nun Hei on page 47. Os Nun Hei is a long piece. There's a lot of different points that come out of Os Nun Hei in the Sichas Haran. Sorry, Nun Aleph. I keep saying Nun Hei. Nun Aleph. I'm sorry. Os Nun Aleph on page 47. If you look on page 47, about five lines from the end, Rabbi Nachman says here, again, it's the middle of a long piece. Uvachol makum. Five lines up on page 47 from the bottom. Uvachol makum shehu, yecholin liyos smuchin l'Hashem Yisbarach. Wherever a person finds himself, in any place, it's possible for a person to be somech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning what? Again, to find Hashem in that place and to serve Hashem in that place. V'ayin b'makom acher. Look elsewhere in Likutei Moran where he talks about this. Where he speaks about this, shegam b'shol tachdis chas v'shalom yicholim liskar ve'lav yisbarach ul'avdo yisbarach b'amis. That even if a person finds himself in the depths of hell, or in his own personal hell, he's going through a terrible struggle, and he feels that every opportunity to serve Hashem has been taken away from him, says Rabbi Nachman, it's not true. That even in shol tachdis chas v'shalom, a person can grow close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and can find a means of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because in every place mamish, pshuto kamashmao, in every single place, a person can be somech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person can attach himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Nachman, as I'm sure some of us know, had many struggles in his life. Many, many strange and difficult struggles in his life. In the Shivcha Aran, in the first half of our Sefer, which we're not going to get to look at all that much this year, but occasionally we'll take a look, it describes, there's a whole section describing his journey to Eretz Yisrael. And if you've read through it, you can read through it in English also, it's printed in English, you read through the struggles that he went through just to get to Eretz Yisrael, and the life-threatening situations he found himself in, it's mamish, a huge pachad. Terrifying situations, one after another. So I want to just read together, because I think it really highlights exactly this yisod, in the Shivcha Aran Os Chaf Beis, on page 59. Okay, this is in the first half of the Sefer, on page 59. The first half of the Sefer goes about 65, 75 pages. So let's go back to page 59, in the first half of the Sefer, Os Chaf Beis. It's describing when Rabbi Nachman was traveling, and he found himself, just himself and his companion, on a warship filled with Yishma'elim, is how it's described here in the Lashon HaKodesh. I saw in the English one it translates it as Turkish soldiers. So it's just these two Jews, Rabbi Nachman and a companion, all alone on this boat. And listen to what happened. Rabbi Nachman at first panicked. Oschav Beis on page 59. In the Shivcha Haran, back in the first half of the Sefer. V'godal otzem hasakanos shahayil hem b'chazirasam i'efshar l'saper. In describing the great threat, the life-threatening situations that Rabbi Nachman and his partner found themselves in as they were traveling back, returning from Eretz Yisrael, i'efshar l'saper, it's impossible to describe. Ki hayu al esfina hazo shel melchama, they were on a warship, shayis malei yishma'elim, that was filled with yishma'elim. People who were not overly fond of Jews, to say the least. V'heim ha'yurak shnei Yehudim levat. And it was just the two of them on this boat. The only two Jews. V'derech ha'yishma'elim b'prat anshei melchama. And it was the way of these Yishma'elim, specifically those who were soldiers. Litpos Yehudim l'machram v'merech hakim la'avadim. It was totally commonplace that if they found a Jew, they would seize this Jew, they would sell them into slavery to some distant island. V'haya l'rabbeinu zechrona l'vracha pachar gadol mizeh. And when Rabbi Nachman understood the severity of his situation, he panicked. When he said that he started to think to himself, what's going to happen? Rabbi Nachman started to think, what's going to happen if they sell me to some foreign country where there's not a single Jew, and I'm sold into slavery, and I'll never again eat matzah, and I'll never again wear tefillin, and I'll never again daven, and I'll never again learn Torah, and I'll never again sit in a sukkah? Right? And he's panicked. No one's going to know what happened to me, and that'll be the end of me. I'll never serve Hashem again. I won't be able to keep a single mitzvah there. He was thinking about this a lot, with great trepidation. Until Rabbi Nachman suddenly realized, you know what? I shouldn't be so depressed and despondent, because it's possible to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu even if I'm not able to mekayim a single mitzvah in the typical fashion. What gave him chizuk in this idea? Ki hisig as ha'avodah shal avos ha'olam shahay lahem kodem matan Torah. Rabbi Nachman said, think about it. The avos, Gemara says in Maseches Yoma, Maseches Kedushin, that Avraham Avinu kept the entire Torah before the Torah was given. So it's possible to keep Kol HaTorah Kula without keeping a single mitzvah in the normal fashion. Shekimu Kol HaMitzvos Afal Pi Shelo Asu Es HaMitzvos Kepshutan. That Avram, maybe Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Shvatim, they kept the mitzvahs even though they didn't have the mitzvahs. For example, he says, Kmo Yaakov Avinu Shekiyei Mitzvahs Tefillin Al Yedei HaMakalos Asher Pitzel Ki Yaduva V'Kiyotze B'zeh. The Zohar Kadosh talks and describes how Yaakov Avinu, when he was working for Lavan, and he was peeling those sticks, he was peeling those reeds in order to place them in the water so that the animals would be fruitful and multiply. And those strips that he was making, those stripes that he was making from that piece of wood, those lines, so to speak, corresponded to tefillin. The same that when a person wraps his arm with tefillin, there's stripes on his arm. So too, these strips of wood that Yaakov was placing in the water are connected in the mitzvah of tefillin. That's what the Zohar Kadosh says. So Rabbi Nachman thought to himself, the same way that Yaakov wore tefillin without wearing tefillin, and the same way that Avram kept all the mitzvos without actually keeping the mitzvos, perhaps, so too I could do the same thing. Turning the page, Rabbi Nachman thought to himself, he cheshbened out how he could keep every single mitzvah in this way. He was thinking, if I'm going to be a slave, he was cheshbening out, how can I keep all 613 mitzvos in this pre-Matan Torah kind of way? And as soon as Rabbi Nachman came to this great chiddush, this realization that there's nothing that stops me from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any place, he arrives on Erev Pesach in a big city. He came to the city of Rhodes, a place that had Jews. He realized that this is a city of Jews. Rabbi Nachman at least had a moment of hope that maybe he'll be able to buy matzahs for Pesach and Arba Kosos. It was a question whether or not the captain of the ship seemed very unlikely that he'd let them off the boat. As was mentioned above, they were nervous that they were going to be taken captive and sold. And the Shuv Chayran goes on and tells a whole magnificent tale of how Rabbi Nachman eventually did get off the boat and they were rescued. But again, you see Rabbi Nachman came to this deep realization that serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not about what do I want. And it's not about my understanding of what I expect my tefillin to look like or what I expect my sukkah to feel like. Serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking myself, how can I serve Hashem wherever I am, with whatever I have, whatever abilities I have, whatever objects of mitzvah I have, to realize that there's nothing that stops a person from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these are the words of Rabbi Nachman in the Sichos Haran and the Shiv Chayra. There's one advantage to learning on the phone from my house, and that is I have a lot more svarim. So I want to add for a few more minutes. And anyone who has to leave at any point, obviously, can just sign out. Of course, we'll know that you left because it announces it every time someone leaves the phone conference. But we won't hold you to it if you have to go. But I want to talk out this yisod because I think it's a massive yisod in Avodas Hashem that a person has to realize. Again, two things: Number one, what does Hashem want from me? Not what do I want to get out of Avodas Hashem. Not what feels right to me, but what does Hashem want for me in any given situation? And second of all, once a person comes to that realization, so then a person is able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any place. You could be held in captivity without a single opportunity to do a mitzvah in a normal fashion. And yet, says Rabbi Nachman, you could keep all 613 mitzvahs if you have the right mindset. So I want to read a piece that I know I've shared with some of you in the past, and I've shared it a lot in Shirim over the years. But it's a major, major yesod, and it's kedai to review, even if you've heard it 10 times. And it's from a sefer called Avodas Pnim. The Sefer Avodas Pnim was written by a chassid by the name of Rav Aaron Yosef Luria. He lived in Tveria. And he quotes a lot from Slonim. He was a Slonimer chassid. And he has an amazing piece of Torah where he describes exactly this yesod, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is always accessible no matter what the situation is. It's just a question of how a person should access him at any time. So this is from the Avodas Pnim, Os Chaf. Here's what he writes. There is nothing in the world that stops a person from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only thing is that the way that a person serves Hashem when he's under pressure is different from the way that a person serves Hashem when he has Menucha Sanafesh. And he says that the Avodah is changing from time to time, the same way that the Avodah changes from one Masechta to another Masechta. Sometimes you're learning an easier Masechta, like Maseches Megillah, let's say. Sometimes you're learning a harder Masechta, like Maseches Yevamos, for example. Right? And they're all considered Torah Hashem. It's all the same Torah. But a person has to know how sometimes the Levush changes, the outer trappings of the Avodah Hashem changes. But Bepnimius, it's always Avodah Hashem. No matter what it is that you're doing, if you have the right attitude, you could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says an amazing thing. He says, what happens if a person is docha d'sha? What happens if a person decides, I want to do it my way? What happens if a person says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I need you to do chesed now? And you say, but I want to learn Torah, because Talmud Torah can I get kulam. So what happens in that moment? Have you made Hashem proud? Or have you, God forbid, rebelled against Hashem? So he says an amazing thing. He says, if a person does what he wants, and he's not mevatel himself to whatever it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from at that particular moment, so then he's morid b'malchus. He concludes the piece by saying that if the king asks his servant to do a particular thing, and that servant goes ahead and does something else, hagam shehi gam avodas hamelech, even though it's something that the king likes. So for example, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to do chesed. And you say, but Hashem, I know you love Torah, Talmud Torah, can I get kulam, so I'm going to learn Torah, and I'm not going to respond to the call to do chesed. Says the Avodas Pnim, a person who does such a thing is morid b'malchus. He's rebelling against Hashem, and we would say about such a rebellious servant, off with his head. It's an amazing thing. But Hashem, you love Torah, but I'm not asking for Torah right now. I'm asking you to serve me, not to serve yourself. Not to do what feels right for you. And therefore, concludes the Avodas Pnim, a person who really wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to ask himself, what is the Ratzon Hashem right now? What does Hashem want from me right now? What is the proper way to serve Him in this moment, in this place, with this situation? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? And that's the question that we have to ask ourselves all the time. That is the major question a Jew has to ask himself. What does Hashem want from me right now? There's an amazing vart from the Chavetz Chaim. It's brought in the Sefer Pnina Misholchan Gavala, that Chumash collection that I'm sure some of you have. And it's brought in Parshas Ekev, on the Pasuk, Va'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimach Kiyem Uyira. It's a hard Pasuk, right? Strange Pasuk. The Gemara already says, what does Hashem want from you except for Yiras Hashem? As if Yiras Hashem is such a small thing and easy to do. But the Chavetz Chaim is quoted by one of his Talmidim, Rav Shlomo Blach, as saying the following. Va'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimach. Va'ata, what does Va'ata mean? Ata means now. Va'ata, right now, Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimach. And the Chavetz Chaim explained that a Jew has to ask himself that magic word at all times. Ata, right now. Right now, what does Hashem want from me? Va'ata, right now. Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimach. What does Hashem want from you? And once you can answer that question, you can serve Hashem in the right way. But if a person's not going to say, what right now, what does Hashem want? If a person's going to say, I know what Hashem wants in general, and therefore I'm going to do what Hashem wants in general, and I'm not going to respond to the specific call of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this particular moment. So again, if a person does that, he's not serving Hashem. He serves himself. It becomes a self-serving religion, where a person only does what feels right and what feels enjoyable to him. And that's really the secret of another strange Maimer Chazal that's very difficult to understand. Right? The Gemara says, in Maseches Brachos, that Torah is only mekuyam by a person who kills himself over it. Right? Adam ki yamus ba'awel, ein ha-Torah miskayemes el b'misha meimis atzmo aleh. A person has to kill himself over Torah. Again, a very strange Maimer Chazal. What does that mean, kill yourself over Torah? What were Chazal getting at? Obviously, many Musar Shmuzin have been given about the importance of a Melus B'Torah, to give it your all. But what does it mean to kill oneself in pursuit of Torah? So in the Sefer Mashmiah Shalom, and I'll give a shout out to the Klein brothers. The Mashmiah Shalom was from Rav Shalom Shachna, who is the son of Rav Avram HaMalach, who is the son of the Maggid of Mezrich. So in the Mashmiah Shalom, he teaches up, he says a pshat in the back of the Sefer, he says a pshat in this Gemara in Brachos, and Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. What does it mean to kill yourself in order to be successful in Torah? He says, Lehefech, he says, if anything, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yoma, based on the pasuk in Parshas in Vayikra Perak Yudches, v'chai b'hem, v'lo she'yamus b'hem. Right? Torah is supposed to give a person life. Kim chayenu v'arachemenu. So what does it mean to kill yourself over Torah? So in the Mashmiah Shalom of Shalom Shachna of Preibisht says the following pshat. He says, Bira dvarim kenhu. Hinei Torah milamedes hasa'odam deya bina v'hascha. The Torah comes to teach us how to be intelligent in the service of Hashem. Sheyeida eich lageshes al avodas hakodesh pnima. Torah teaches us how to approach the daunting task of serving the infinite one of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kine ha'emes hu ki b'chol ha'bachinos v'chol ha'dargos sha'odam ha'alich ben b'avodas ha'borei Baruch Hu midiyota tachtona ad rom ha'malos. Says the Mashmiah Shalom that when it comes to serving Hashem, on whatever level, from the lowest level to the highest level, listen to what he says: Hayisod v'shorish ha'avodahu lihiyos ha'adam oker u'mishaber meikra deliba kol nidnud ha'tainug v'ametikus shiyesh lo la'atzmo me'avodas ha'borei baruch hu. He says, what does it mean to kill yourself? He says the foundation of all avodas Hashem is to start off by removing any pleasure and sweetness that a person is going to get himself from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I know some of you are going to say, what does that mean? I thought a person's supposed to enjoy Avodas Hashem. Hashem didn't give us mitzvos and Torah that it should be a burden to us. We're supposed to enjoy it. That's part of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what the Mashmiah Shalom is saying here is that, again, if I'm only doing it because it's pleasurable to me and because it's sweet to me, then I failed to really serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says that's the pshat in this Maimer Chazal. Zeu Shamru Chachmenu Zechrono Levracha, Ein HaTorah Miskayamis El B'Misha Meimis B'Chinas Ha'atzmo B'HaTorah V'Avoda. What does it mean to kill yourself over Torah? It means be mevatel that sense of self. Leval Yiyesh Shum B'Hem Shum Kavanas Tainug Atzmo. If I'm doing it just because it feels right to me, because it makes me feel frum, it makes me feel like I'm connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so then again, I'm not really serving Hashem. I'm not asking, what does Hashem want? And even though it might feel right, and even though it might seem right, and other people might look at me and say that this is a frummer way to serve Hashem, this is a more real and more serious avodas Hashem, but if it's not what Hashem wants for me at that moment, then I fail to serve Hashem. And that's what it means, memis atzma. Kill that sense of self, that part of us that wants to be the ones who decide how things are going to work. Destroy that, and allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to guide you. V'saknenu be'etza Torah. Now we're understanding what Rabbi Nachman said. How can you rush through those lines of Hashkivenu? V'saknenu be'etza tova milafanecha. Hashem, I need you to give me good advice how to serve you, that I shouldn't, chas v'shalom, slip into this world of serving oneself. I can tell you very personally, Chavra, that this past Yom Kippur, I had to drink on Yom Kippur. And I'm sure you can imagine that that's a very strange feeling, to not be able to fast in the normal way. And I drink with the shiurim, so technically I guess that's not really considered eating or drinking from a strictly halachic standpoint. But the point is, I put liquid into my body on Yom Kippur. And it was very strange. It was a very strange thing. And at first, when I was thinking about you know, the reality of having to do that, it was very disheartening. But in the biography of the Ger Rebbe, in the biography of the Imre Emes, in the Hebrew biography by Rav Avraham Yitzchak Bromberg, he brings at the end of the third parak that the a relative of the Imre Emes also one time had to eat on Yom Kippur. The doctor said that he has to eat on Yom Kippur. Rav Lipa Kaminer was his name, and he told him that he has to eat on Yom Kippur. And the Imre Emes was walking, and he saw this relative of his, Rav Lipa, walking in the street, and he saw him after Shachris, and he was crying. He saw that he was crying, that he was so upset that he had to eat on Yom Kippur. And the Imre Emes turned to him and he said to him, and this is how it's brought in this Hebrew biography, Lama Atabocha, what are you crying about? Misha tziva li letzom b'yom kippur, hush mitzava lechol lechol b'yom kippur. The same God that commands me to fast on Yom Kippur is the same God that commands you to eat on Yom Kippur. There's nothing to be upset about. If you want to serve Hashem, then your way of serving Hashem this Yom Kippur is by taking care of yourself. And taking care of yourself means eating on Yom Kippur. And you fulfilled Yom Kippur in a 100% perfect l'chadchila way by eating on Yom Kippur. The same God that commands me to fast commands you to eat. And he was able to be mechazik, this relative of his. But again, it was stemming from a place where I want to serve Hashem in my particular way. Remember, I once heard a story from Rav Shmuel Brazil. He told a story about a chabur of people who were working on different midos in Avodas Hashem. So the first week they were working on atzlus, of being lazy, and the second week they were working on tzedakah, and the third week they were working on gaiva, and the fourth week they were working on anger, and each week they were working on a different midah. And all of a sudden, during that fourth week, they get a knock on the door, the chabura gets interrupted, and they open the door, and there's a tzedakah collector who's collecting money for achnasas kala. He says, "My daughter, I'm making a wedding, I don't have any money." So one of the members of the chabura turns to him and he says, "Oh, I'm so sorry." He says, "Mamish, 2 weeks ago, we were working on the inyan of tzedakah." He says, "But right now we're working on kas. So we have nothing for you. I can't give you any tzedakah. Had you come 2 weeks ago, I mamish would have been able to help you out, because that was the avoda." Right? Obviously, it's a mashal, but it's a very sad mashal of a person who decides that, again, I only want to serve Hashem in a particular way, and if it's a little bit outside of what I want or how I picture my Avodas Hashem to be, so that I'm not able to be flexible in Avodas Hashem. And of course, it's a terrible pagam in Avoda. It's not service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu if a person is only doing what feels right to him. Sometimes you have people who are very into a particular segula. Take Lamashal, you know, eating the simanim on Rosh Hashanah. Right? It's a big thing. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Kuf Pei Gimel, it says that a person should be ragil to eat on Rosh Hashanah, Rubia, and Karti, and Silka, and Tamre, and Kra, all these things, and you say, Yehi Ratzon, Shiyir Bozuchu Yoseinu, Yekarsu Soneinu, Yestalku Oiveinu, right? Every one of these simanim, they're a very chashuv thing. It's brought in the Gemara, and it's brought in the poskim, and it's a big inyan, and they're all good signs for a good year. And you dip the apple in the honey the Rama brings, a tapuach, matuk bedvash, and you say, tischadesh aleinu shana matuka, it should be a sweet year, right? V'chula v'chula, all very good things. But the Mishnah Berurah has an amazing comment over there in Taf Kuf Pei Gimel, in Sif Katan Hei, where he says, it's true, these are all very good things. But you know what happens sometimes? A person comes to the Rosh Hashanah Suda, and he says, turns to his mother, his father, his wife, right, one of the children who was supposed to be in charge of buying all the simanim, and he starts screaming at this child, or his wife, or his parents, "How is it that you didn't buy silka this year? If you don't have silka, we can't say yistalku yivenu, and our enemies are going to have the upper hand on us. How could you do such a thing?" Right? Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Hinei kol elu hanyanim osin hakol esimen tov." All of these things are good simanim, and they're very important, and they're chashuv, and it's rooted in lofty places, and they're very good things. We should try to do them. However, warns the Chafetz Chaim, "Lechein pshita shiizar ma'od shalo yichos b'yam elu." But all the more so, even more important than making sure that you have that exotic fruit on the table so you can say a funny yihi ratzon, even more important than that is that a person shouldn't get angry during these days. Milvad gozal ha'isr, more than just the severity of the isr of anger, kedei shiyel l'simen tov, that's the ultimate simen tov. A person should be sameach b'libo, uvatuach b'Hashem, v'tshuva ma'isim tovim. If things didn't work out exactly as you wanted, If a person thought that these simanim are the only way I can have a good year, and now something went wrong and I don't have the simanim and I don't have the opportunities to say these yiratzon, and he's all angry and he's all flustered, and he goes to shul the next morning feeling all angry, and he brings that anger into his tefillah on the Yom Noran, so says the Chafetz Chaim, chaval! Look how a person lost himself. He thought that this was ma'akev of Tzavodas Hashem. Without the silka, without the kra, without the karti, without the tamre, without all of these vegetables and fruits, I'm not able to serve Hashem. And the Chafetz Chaim says, Chas v'shalom to think such a thing. A person is so terribly misguided if he feels that the only way to serve Hashem is in the way that he desires to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. One of my female students once told me a great story from Rebbetzin Shira Smiles. I'm sure some of you have heard of Shira Smiles. She's a very intelligent woman and gives very excellent shirim. So she was driving home one time, it was Arab Shabbos, and she had her daughters with her in the car. And as they're driving, they see someone on the side of the road who's looking a little bit lost. So she rolls down the window and she says, "Hi, can I help you?" So this woman tells her, "Yeah, I'm trying to get to Ramat Beit Shemesh for Shabbos." So she says, "Oh, that's great, that's exactly where we're going. We're happy to give you a ride, hop in." So she gets in and she says, "Okay, exactly, you know, where are you going?" She says, "I'm going to Ramat Beit Shemesh bet." So she says, "Perfect, that's perfect for us." So she goes and they drop off this woman at the location. Happens to be that Shira Smiles and her family live in Ramat Beit Shemesh Aleph. So her daughters turn to her in the back seat after they drop off this woman, and they say to their mother, "You know, Ima, it was very nice that you did a chesed, but you lied. You told this woman that's exactly where we were going. Why didn't you tell her, oh, we live in Ramat Beit Shemesh Aleph, but it's no big deal to go to Ramat Beit Shemesh Bet. It'll take us an extra couple of minutes. It's not a big deal at all. Right? But you lied by saying that that's where we're going." And their mother turned to them, and she said to them, "That is where I'm going. Because wherever Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to go, that's where I'm going. So I got in the car thinking we were going home to Ramat Beit Shemesh Aleph. But if a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go to Ramat Beit Shemesh Bet and sent this person who we could help alongside the side of the road to help them get to Ramat Beit Shemesh Bet, so that's where we're going. That's exactly where I'm going. I only want to go where Hashem wants me to go. And I don't need to go where I want to go. I want to go where Hashem wants me to go. I have no other interest in going anywhere else." That's exactly Rabbi Nachman's Yesod. To view all of life's opportunities as being guided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like, Neinu be'etza tova milafanecha. Where does Hashem want me to go right now? What does Hashem want me to do? How does Hashem want me to feel in any given moment? They tell a Maisa, there's a Sefer Rachamei Ha'av, Rav Yaakov Katina from Chust. He wrote a little Sefer, 58 little paragraphs on different topics that he wrote as a last will and testament to his children. And under the entry for Gaiva Vakas, Osir Aleph, he tells a story from the Chos of Lublin. That one time the Chos of Lublin, wanted to do something, and he had to get up very early the next morning. So he asked his family, "Please make sure that dinner's ready at an earlier hour, so I can get to bed at a good time to get up the next morning." What happened? He came home that night, and everything was a balagan, and dinner wasn't ready, and not only did he not eat early, he ended up eating very late, and he got to sleep too late, and he woke up too late the next morning, and the whole thing got ruined. And the Chos of Lublin said, he woke up, he realized that he missed this major opportunity in Avodas Hashem, that it was so important to him, and he told his family, "I just need everyone's help," and the whole thing fell apart. So he said to himself when he woke up the next morning, he said, "Meharoi li lichos al b'nei besi." It would be fitting, would be appropriate, it wouldn't be out of place if I was angry at my family. Ach ma haisa kavanasi b'akdamazu. But he said to himself, but what was the point? Why did I want to get up early anyways? La'asos ratzon koni. I wanted to get up early because I wanted to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he said to himself, gam zeh ratzon koni sho lo echos. It's also the desire of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that I shouldn't get angry. So the same God that commands me to go and to do this great avoda, the secret mission that the Chos of Lublin was planning on going on, that same God is the one who commands me not to get angry at my family. So again, I think we've made the point. I think you see the yesod. The yesod being that a person has to ask himself, what does Hashem want from me? Not what do I want, but what does Hashem want from me? And when a person does this, now you come to the second yesod, which is what? Which is that what once you've been makabel this, once you've been makabel this bittul to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem, whatever Hashem wants is what I'm going to do, so then there's no place in the world that a Jew can't serve Hashem. Like Rabbi Nachman wrote in Sichos Ran Nun Aleph, that even if a person is in Shol Tachtis, A person could be in the depths of hell. A person could serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in that place. There's not only one place that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can be found. A Kadosh Baruch Hu can be found in every place and in every situation. In the Chafetz Chaim al Torah, in Parsha Shemos, the Chafetz Chaim explains the pasuk Hamakom Asher Ata Omer Alav Armas Kodeshu. Moshe comes to the snat, the burning bush. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, take off your shoes because the place that you're standing is holy. But the Chafetz Chaim says, just read the pasuk carefully. Hamakom asher ata omer alav armas kodesho. And that wasn't only being said to Moshe Rabbeinu, that was being said to every single person. Ki hamakom asher ata omer alav, says the Chafetz Chaim, hainu ba'oso matzav uva'oso shah, wherever you are, whatever situation you're in, whatever time or place it is, kadosho, it's a holy place. Because whatever your situation might be, maybe Hashem wants you to serve Him, even in that struggle, even in that place that's difficult. Lefum tzara agra, says the Chafetz Chaim, quoting the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Through the difficulty comes the success. Kotzker Rebbe used to explain the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Al tomar l'kashe efne eshne Hashem aloti pana. A person could say, what's the point of us learning Sichas Haran over the phone today? Hashem made it snow. Hashem obviously doesn't want us to get together. So why bother even trying to learn? It's not convenient. It's not comfortable. We're not sitting together. We're not seeing each other face to face. There's a lack of connection here. So what's the point? And yet, the Kotzker said, Al tomar l'kashe efne eshne. What does it mean, Pirkei Avos? Pashut Pshat. Al Tomar, don't say. L'kishe'ef ne'eshne. When I have time, then I'll learn. Because Shemalo Tipana, Pashut Pshat, maybe you'll never have free time. If you push it off, if you make excuses, you'll always have excuses. But the Kotzker Rebbe explained, Al Tomar l'kishe'ef ne'eshne. Don't say, when I have Menuchas HaNefesh, and when I have all the time in the world, then I'll start to learn. Why? Because Shemalo Tipana, not maybe you'll never have free time, but Shemalo Tipana, maybe Hashem desires the learning of Lo Tipana. Maybe Hashem desires the learning. Maybe you accomplish more in Avodas Hashem when you learn when it's hard than when you learn when you have the Menuchas HaNefesh. Shemalo Tipana, maybe Hashem wants the learning that's Lo Tipana. Maybe Hashem wants to learn with you when it's not so pashut. That's a big yesod. It's a big yesod in learning. And that's the reason, says the Pia Zetzner, that the Torah was given in a midbar. Of all places to give the Torah, why wasn't the Torah given in the comforts of Eretz Yisrael? Why was the Torah given in the middle of nowhere? So the Pia Zetzner writes in Parshas Yisrael, he says the Kabbalah of Torah took place in a midbar to teach us that there's no place that you can't serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person thinks, I want to be in Eretz Yisrael, and I want to be in a Mokum of Ashras HaShechina, and I want to be able to feel that I'm settled. The P.S. Esner says, the Torah was given in a midbar to teach the Jewish people that wherever you are, it's an opportunity to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's true in Tefillah, and the same thing is true in Torah, and the same thing is true in Tefillah. In Tefillah, it's the exact same thing. A person thinks, I want to have Yishuv Adas, I want to have a clarity, I want to be able to concentrate in order to be able to daven. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's not how it works. I want you to daven wherever you are, in any situation. Where do we learn this from? We learn this from Moshe Rabbeinu. The beginning of Parshas Ve'eschanan, Ve'eschanan el Hashem be'eis ahi. I daven to Hashem at that time. Nu, what time was it? What was that time? So the Rav Shitzer writes in Zera Kodesh, it doesn't tell us what time it was. Ve'lo amar be'eis ahi. It doesn't tell us what time it was. Why? Shekai al kol eis ve'eis. Because Ve'eschan el Hashem, when is it appropriate to daven to Hashem? Ba'isahi, whatever time it is. Yesh lomer shalomer be'osanu b'zeh, shalom yomer adam. A person shouldn't say, says the Rav Shitzer, a person shouldn't say, Ata ein li moach karoy l'tfila. I don't have the headspace right now to daven. I don't have a clarity of mind. V'lo espal atam. And now I'm not going to daven. Rak l'kashe efne espal karoy u'kanachon. When I have a clarity, when I have the space, then I'll daven. It'll be a proper davening. Says the Rav Shitzer, Zera Kodesh Parshas Ve'eschanan, Rak Bechol, don't say that. Rak Bechol, Eis Ve'eis, Tisbala Lefi Ha'eis Ha'hi, Shalachshav. Whatever time it is, whatever situation it is, now is the right time to daven. Don't say I'll daven when it's easier to daven, when I'm not being distracted, when I don't have all these things on my mind. Daven right now. Bring those things that are distracting you into the tefillah, and use that as a means to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes a very famous pshat from any of the tzaddikim in the pasuk in Parak Dalet of Devarim. Uvikashta misham es Hashem Elokecha umatzasa. She'amar gam kein stam misham. Search for Hashem there. Where's there? How do I know where there is? V'lo amar be'ez and makum v'zman. It doesn't tell us where the there is. Mikol makum u'makum sha'ata sham. You know where the there is? Wherever you are, u'vekashta misham es Hashem lokecha. Wherever you are. Don't imagine that the grass is greener on the other side. It's true when it comes to Torah. It's true when it comes to tefillah. It's true when it comes to every aspect of our lives. In the biography of Aryeh Levine, on page 453, a tzaddik in our times, so he brings a vart from Rav Aryeh on the Maimer Chazal, Sheva al tasa adif. Right? Normally we have a rule that sometimes it's better if we're not sure what to do, Sheva al tasa adif. It's better not to act. Better to remain passive than to do something active which could end up being sinful. Rav Aryeh Levine used to explain the Maimer Chazal, Sheva al tasa adif. A person spends all his time thinking, if I would be somewhere else, I'd be happier, I'd be wealthier, I'd have better opportunities, I need to pick myself up and change my scenario, change my life situation. Says Rav Aryeh, people who do that will eventually come to the realization that what? That Sheva al tasa adif. That sitting in my place and not changing my circumstances and not imagining it's going to be better somewhere else was adif, was better for me. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in those circumstances, that's where I'm supposed to be. That's what I was supposed to do. It's true in Torah, it's true in Tefillah, it's true in Bein Adam L'Chavero. In Bein Adam L'Chavero, it's 100% true. A person thinks that this is a good chesed opportunity and this is not really a chesed opportunity. This is not a true way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mashpia, Rav Weinberger tells the story of long ago when one of his children woke up in the middle of the night with a dirty diaper. And I'm sure some of you have heard this maisa, but it's kedai to repeat for those who haven't heard it. So one of his daughters woke up with a dirty diaper, and he got out of bed to change the diaper, and he went into her room, and he said that the smell was so overpowering that he couldn't handle it, and he went back, and he got his wife, and he said, I'm sorry, this is a diaper that only a mother of a Jewish child could handle. So he says that his wife got out of bed and she stood outside the room of that child and she took the clean diaper in her hand and she said, I'm prepared to fulfill the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, what Rabbi Akiva describes as the Klal Gadol B'Torah, to love one's fellow Jew. And she entered the room to change the diaper. And Rav Weinberger said, it was such a musar for him to realize that wow, that here I was looking at this situation, thinking that, you know, it's just a dirty diaper. And yet my wife turned it into the loftiest mitzvah, the greatest expression of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, a kiyum, a fulfillment of Ahavta, a kiyum d'araisa, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. So again, it's all about the attitude that a person has when it comes to serving Hashem. I just want to conclude, since most of the people on the phone are in college. I, Baruch Hashem, graduated once upon a time, I think. But for those of us who are still in college, right? I think this piece of Rabbi Nachman, and the reason that today's shiur has been so long, and I apologize, is because again, it's such a yesod. When a person is, especially beprat, when a person's in YU, and he's feeling, on the one hand, I have great opportunities to learn, and yet there's times when I'm being pulled away from the learning, and I'm being forced to study for my, you know, secular education. And I have papers, and I have tests, and I have all these things, and I feel that I wish I could just be back in Eretz Yisrael learning full time, and it can be very frustrating. And I feel that I can't be a true Eved Hashem when I'm in university. So I want to quote again from the biography of the Imre Emes, that Hebrew biography that I mentioned earlier, on page 56, where he tells the following story. He says, in 1935, there was... The author of this biography says that I heard from a well-known lawyer that in the year 1935, this individual traveled to Eretz Yisrael to attend Hebrew University. He was going to the Universita HaIvrit Birushalayim. Kishenoda lo sha'arebi migur nimsa Birushalayim, he found out that the Ger Rebbe was in Yerushalayim at the time. So he went and he traveled to him and he told him he went to get a bracha. And the Ger Rebbe said, what are you doing in Eretz Yisrael? And he told him, I'm here in Eretz Yisrael to go to university. I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I came to Eretz Yisrael to go to university. And the Ger Rebbe turned to him and he said to him the following, and don't forget these words, Chaifa. He said to him, Gam b'universita yecholem lios Yehudi. The Ger Rebbe said to him, let me tell you something. It's very possible. I know that sometimes there's a lot of things that a person encounters in university that seem to take him away from Avodas Hashem. But I'm telling you, it's possible for a Jew to be an honest and kosher Jew, even in university. And from that point forward, this biography says, that student attached himself to the Rebbe, and he maintained a kesher with the tzaddik, and he was able to emerge from university after years of study as a very God-fearing Jew. And then he tells a second story about a time that a chassid came to him who was being drafted into the army, also with the same tears in his eyes, saying, "How can I be a yid in the secular in the Goyish army? Ech uchal liyos Yehudi ben a Goy, and how am I going to maintain my Yiddishkeit amongst all of these Gentile soldiers?" And again, the Ger Rebbe told him. He told him, and it's so strong. Listen to his words. He said, "Bini, my son, Yehudi tamid yimtza lo as hamakom hamiyuad lo. A Jew can always find the place that he needs for himself. A Jew is in a place for a particular reason. If you couldn't get out of the army, if Hashem forced you to be in this place, there's a reason you're there, and it's not a stira to being a Jew." And he was there for several years, it says here. And afterwards, he emerged from the army and he returned to his home as a true chassid. He returned to his home as a true chassid. So, Mirtz Hashem, I want to end with Lakutei Tfilos. Lakutei Tfilos is Rabbi Nassan's Tfilos that he wrote based on Torahs in Lakutei Moran, and I want to just end with a Tfilah for all of us, in Tfilah Mem. In Lakutei Tfilos, in the first section, Chelak Rishon, Tfilah Mem. Yiratzon Milfanecha, Adonai Eloheinu Velohei Avosenu, Sheterachim Alai V'tiye Imi Tamir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I request, please be with me at all times. Bishifti Bevesi, when I'm sitting at home, and I'm snowed in, Uvalechti Vaderech, when I'm traveling about, Bishachvi Uvkumi, when I lie down to go to sleep, when I wake up in the morning, Bitzesi Uvavawi, when I go out and when I return, I want that Hashem should be with me. Visoreini Visadricheni Ba'amitecha, Usalamdeini Tamid Bechol Eis, Eichlis Naig Vinyane Hanesios Ledrachim. Hashem, in life I'm going to have to travel a lot. We all travel many roads. And I want that it should be that wherever I go, whether it's what I intended to do or whether it's what you intended to do, I want to know that you're with me. Im Esav, Im Echta, whether I go or whether I don't go, when to travel, when not to travel, Ve'ech Lisa, Masai Lisa, where to go, when to go, Ulaheichan, Ulaizam, Makum, Ve'ir, Linsoa, whatever city I end up in, Ve'kames, Akim, Bedarki, and even if my flight is delayed, or even if I get there early, Ve'chol Prate, and Asiyos, La'iza, Derech, Galda, Ve'katan, Orach, Ve'katzer, wherever I go, the long road, the short road, wherever I go, the bottom line is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to feel, Ve'saknina, Be'itza, Toba, Milafanecha. I want that you should guide me and that you should escort me and you should give me the clarity to realize that every situation, every time and every place is an opportunity to serve you. And therefore, like Rabbi Nachman taught us, going back to where we started in Sichas Siran Os Beis, that a Jew has to begin his day by making a declaration. Again, it's not a Jew being irresponsible and saying whatever happens is for the best because Hashem, it's up to you. Right? It's not a Jew throwing off responsibility. It's a Jew taking on additional responsibility and addressing his reality again with a perspective of whatever Hashem wants for me, that's going to be my avodas Hashem. Whatever the place is going to be, whatever the circumstance is going to be, whatever the time of day or night it's going to be, I'm going to find a way to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in that place. V'solicheni b'derech hayasher tamid b'chol es. And Emir Tzashem, we should all be zocha that Hashem guides us to a proper, our proper destination, in the right way, in the right time, and we should be able to feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence with us every step of the way. Okay, Chaver, we'll stop here for today.